Loud and incoherent. That's the way I like to do that.
Okay. Oh, Ron. Okay, no, I'm already, actually. All right, so I've been thinking about this. You know, the only solution to our staying together as a group is to book tickets to Belize. All of us. You have to get tickets to Belize. We'll form a colony there. And it's not a Jim Jones kind of thing. You know, I'll be your spiritual leader, but I have really nothing spiritual about me, so that's a lot of latitude. Book tickets to Belize, and we'll get a bunch of Airbnbs once we get there on the beach. And I mean it, because I got this, all this stuff, I got all this retirement stuff now, you know. Moving to Belize could be the best decision you'll ever make. Maybe not, but it could. Why Belize, you say? Sparsely populated, they speak English, and you can buy real estate. $15,000 for a simple Belizean-style home in a small village, to $500,000 for a luxury home on the beach in San Pedro. Benefits of moving to Belize, you invest in the country, and they give you a lot for your money. You can move your household goods to Belize. Oh. I'm telling you, this is what we got to do. I got my Belize report. The first thing you got to do is liquefy your assets. So, and the timing is perfect for either the Trump or the Clinton administration. We're in Belize. We're fine. And it looks, it's like a palm tree in every picture I've ever seen in Belize has a palm tree in it. So how do you pay for it? Okay. Glad you asked. You take whatever you're going to give to public radio in the upcoming fund drive. You put it on Oscar nominated in the Kentucky Derby. 50-1. Okay. Doesn't mean he'll win, but when you put it on public radio, what do you get? So let's say your pledge, your typical pledge is $25. What do you get back? $1,250. That's airfare. You might want to up your pledge. Okay. I can see it's going to be a tough sell. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we know what we're doing with funny lady and author Jen Kirkman, plus all the news that isn't, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's too big to fail, Michael Feldman.
Too big to what? Oh, too big to fail. Thank you very much. In all the news that isn't, the first cruise ship in 40 years, the Poseidon, steams to Cuba. I say the first cruise ship in 40 years, the Poseidon, steams to Cuba. Google teams up with Chrysler to make a self-schlepping minivan. What a world. You sit at home with a cup of coffee and the Weather Channel, the minivan schleps your kids. Itself. Of course, they'll hack it. You know, the kids are going to hack it. End up at Six Flags, no matter what you do. Well, speaking of which, a 10-year-old is given $10,000 for hacking Instagram, and he gets to keep the celebrity casual shots he picked up as well. Because so. He is 10 years old. Come on. Rens Priebus, the GOP ringleader, acquires the tiny little annoying shrill singing twins, and who will attempt to attract Mothra to stop Trumpzilla. That was a long, meaningless sentence, but you know what I mean. Those little singing. Okay, you know what you don't. I'll cross it out. I won't use it again anyway. The good news after being Trump, Ted Cruz has his Zodiac work to fall back on. And John Kasich doesn't have to be nice to old ladies anymore, you know. No more take a widow out to dinner. What was that anyway? I'll take the right widow out to dinner anytime. The wife and I are thinking about a Ted Cruz. Just, you know, that's when you sail straight south. Ted Cruz. Take a Ted Cruz. Straight south. Ted Cruz. Okay. Trump receives endorsements of the baked beans bushes. He's also picked up Arsenio Hall. Of course, he was a former Celebrity Apprentice. And the weather girl on Channel 12. Also, the weather girls on Channels 4 and 6. A lot of weather girl endorsements. The Rolling Stones tell the Trump people to stop using "you can't always get what you want, but sympathy for the devil is okay." Kim Jong-un is seeking a supreme power this weekend. He's rebuked by Kim Jong-ryan, who says he wasn't ready yet. Not quite there yet. The last report, he was not quite anywhere. Kim Jong-ryan. Bluebell's Rocky Road ice cream is recalled for having Rocky Road in it. What they think was in it all these years. Pig attacks former couple. Oh, no, farm couple. Former couple is a different story, I think. Pig attacks farm couple in Massachusetts, squealing four legs good, two legs bad. It begins. Trump slams Hillary as nasty, mean enabler of Bill's affairs after she won't fix him up. Trump already has a name for the first ship in his administration when they get that new cruiser. It's going to be called Trumpy McTrumpface. I'm looking forward to that, if nothing else. New father Justin Timberlake's new single, Can't Stop the Pooping, drops. Alabama's Chief Justice suspended for refusing to marry his clerk. Why ruin a good thing? And the oldest sin tour of every 60s surviving rock band, Dylan, Stones, Surviving Beatles, Neil Old, The Who, coming in October just as the days dwindle down to a precious few. And you sure don't want to be the roadie who forgets the paddles backstage for that one. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. And what are you going to do, really? All right. You got to put rails on the stage for that event, I'll tell you that.